I shied away from Marissa Silver's new novel because of its book jacket, a reproduction of Dorothea Lange's iconic Depression-era photograph called Migrant Mother. You know it. The woman's strong face is worn and worried. Her children lean protectively into her. The photo on Silver's book jacket is colorized. I feared that Silver's novel might be colorized too, to make the story appealing to women's book clubs across the land. What I found is that, far from romanticizing the suffering of the Great Depression, Silver stares at it hard, square in the face, just as Lange must have done that March day in 1936 when she drove into the migrant workers' camp, took 6 photos of Thompson and her children, and then drove away. Silver is an evocative, precise writer, and her story takes readers deep into the callous realities of life during the dirty 30s. Lange's photograph and the world it conjures up are inherently melodramatic, but Silver's writing isn't. She's restrained and smart. Throughout her novel, Silver tackles big questions about the morality of art, and in particular, the exploitation of subjects in photography. Indeed, Silver herself exploits Lange's famous photo here. Sometimes artists have to be selfish in that way. To paraphrase one of the greatest and most selfish of them all, Pablo Picasso, artists are trying to create lies that tell the truth.